All right, here we go. Good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, February 14th, and we have a lot going on in the markets. The White House warns that the war in Ukraine could begin any day, so stocks and 10-year bonds fall. We got to take a look at this. Crude oil is spiking higher to almost $95. We'll take a look at crude oil. This week, we also have some interesting reports. We have more inflation data coming out, Fed meeting minutes. We'll take a look at Zillow because there are some big moves. So as you can see, there is a lot going on. Let's get started. By the way, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. I've been trading for a long time. It's been more than 25 years. And every morning I sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then I take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming. So don't worry. I have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So let's take a look and see of what has been happening last week. So here we are looking at the daily chart of the Dow Jones. And I mean, we tumbled on Friday more than 500 points, down 1.43%. The S&P even worse, down 1.9%. And the NASDAQ on Friday down 2.8%. So what happened? If you look at a 5-minute chart here, we see that overall, we started where we finished on Thursday, then moved lower, and then the selling really accelerated after the White House warned that a war between Russia and Ukraine is about to start. It could be any day now. And this is where the markets didn't like that at all. So over the weekend, there was a phone call between US President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Not a whole lot happened there. This was kind of expected, but markets are having a new flavor right now. Now, as you know, market participants always look for something to fear about, to worry about. Traders by default are optimistic, but they also say, okay, what's around the corner? It's almost like a squirrel. And if you remember, in December, the big one was the COVID cases, right? And here, the coronavirus cases, the Omicron variant, it has been declining since January, mid-January approximately. We are almost where we were before it all started spiking. So that's not a focus right now. Then, of course, we have inflation worries going on. And this is where we see that now the probability for a 0.5% rate hike in the next meeting, which is happening on March 16th. And here we see it's only 30 days away. Anyhow, so the Fed is probably hiking 0.5%. This is right now what market participants are pricing in, 65% probability. But then, yes, right now it is the war with Ukraine. So you see, the real fear is actually that China will take sides with Russia, and therefore the tensions between US and China are getting worse. So what happens here? Let's take a look back at the daily chart here. So crude oil is spiking. Let's go there for a moment. So on Friday, we almost hit $95 a barrel. Right now, this morning, it is retracing a little bit. We are trading at $92.50. And you see, this is actually bad news for inflation. We heard last week the CPI inflation report, right, where inflation jumped to 7.5%. So this is here a tough one. When crude oil is spiking, this will, of course, increase inflation. So, as long as we stay here around 95, maybe below 100, we will be fine. But once we go above 100, this could be bad for the markets. What else is going on here this week? So today we have FOMC member Bullard speaking, and everybody will see, okay, is he giving us some more information of what's happening here? Oops. There we go. And then we also have the PPI data, the producer price index, that is tomorrow, more inflation data. But you see also red flag report here, core retail sales. We want to see if this inflation has an impact on consumer spending. And this is what traders will be looking for. Is the economy slowing down because of inflation? Then we also have the FOMC meeting minutes. Now, again, the meeting minutes just show us what has happened during the last meeting. What did they discuss? And this is where, of course, traders and investors will actually look through this meeting minutes to see if we can predict more what the Fed is thinking about what they will do this year. And as you can see, we have a whole bunch of Fed members speaking towards the end of this week. We have Ballard speaking, we have FOMC member Mester speaking, we have Waller speaking, we have Brainard speaking. So a whole lot is going on here. So the focus might actually shift back to interest, but right now it is definitely on the war. So what else is going on? We still have a few earnings coming out this week, but we were kind of winding down earnings. So this week, Shopify will report earnings. So this is happening on the 16th, so that is on Wednesday. We have NVIDIA reporting earnings, NVDA, stock that has been recently quite volatile here. I mean, it doesn't look like this on the chart, but this move here from around 340 ups to going down here to around, 210? That's a 40% move. So, I mean, this is where traders want to see, okay, what is happening here with NVIDIA? We have Walmart, so we're getting into the retail earnings that's always happening towards the end of earnings season. So that's happening here, and Walmart is reporting on Thursday. So that's coming out. What else? Oh, AMC. AMC is reporting earnings. So we shall see what AMC has to say. I believe that they're scheduled for later this week. So let's take a look at what is happening here this morning. So we're switching back to the E-mini S&P and a 5-minute chart to see what has been happening overnight. And you can just see how nervous the markets are right now about the tensions with Russia, basically. So in overnight session, at first it looked good. Then during the European session, this is when markets really tanked. A huge move down here. If you're looking at the S&P, that is here, as you can see, a 1.7% move. So the S&P, the E-mini S&P futures markets dropped 1.7%. Then earlier this morning, moving higher again. So why? What is happening here? Why they are moving higher? Well, this is where CNBC actually reported that Russia's Minister of Foreign Affairs said that he wants to continue the diplomatic work with the US and he can see a way forward with an agreement. So this is where markets say, hey, yeah, it's good. There's some diplomatic talks still happening. After the White House basically said, oh, it's going to happen any day right now. So there's a few more talks. But then also the Russian Minister of Foreign Affairs said, well, he said these talks are not indefinite. And so there needs to be a sense of urgency. And this is where markets are still super nervous. So right now, but I mean, compared to what happened here overnight, as you can see, the E-mini S&P futures pointing to a rather flat opening here. Even for the NASDAQ that has moved much lower here overnight, right now coming back up, pulling back a little bit, so pointing to a 0.3% lower opening. And the Dow also kind of a flat opening here. So this will be interesting. Okay, what else is happening? Well, we got to talk about Zillow. Zillow reported earnings last week. And as you can see, after being down just significantly, let's switch to a weekly chart here for a moment, so that you see the full impact of what has happened here. So at some point, Zillow was trading at around $210 and recently has been trading as low as $44, somewhere around there. So, I mean, this is a drop of 80%, so really a significant drop. But then on Friday, a pretty big jump on reporting earnings. So let's actually wind back a little bit of during the recent earnings. Zillow said that their home flipping business is not going as planned. And this is where, boom, it was down. But now they said that their home buying venture that they're unwinding, the unwinding is going really, really well. And 85% of the inventory has already been sold. So this is where investors were really excited about this. And then Zillow, if you're looking at a 5-minute chart, sold off with the overall market on Friday. But at first, it was good news, gapping higher here, hanging in there. This morning in pre-market trading, pretty much in line with the markets here, down 0.4%. Okay, let's go back to a daily chart. And let's take a look at some of the movers and shakers over the last few weeks. So we had Netflix that after reporting earnings, really a massive down drop. So it was down more than 30%. Had a little bit of a bounce, but as you can see, still moving lower here. So Netflix struggling. On the other hand, Disney actually reported that they added subscribers. And so this turned out really good. But also, right now, on Friday, they pulled back a little bit with the overall market this morning in pre-market trading up 0.2%. Facebook, another big one here. Facebook can't catch a break on Friday, down another 3.74%. The market capitalization of Facebook now below $600 billion. And Facebook was one of the companies that joined the 1 trillion market capitalization club not too long ago. It was just in September. I'm switching to a weekly chart here, when they were trading at 380 and everybody thought it going to 400, 500. But right now, as you can see, almost cut in half from a high of 380, actually 384 here in the beginning of September, to now 219. So that is a pretty big drop. Okay, let's also see what Tesla is doing here. So Tesla, and I'm also zooming out a little bit so that we see the whole story at some point. I mean, towards the end of the year in September, October, it seems that nobody could stop Tesla. So Tesla at first was breaking through 900, then through 1,000, then through 1,100, 1,200. And this is where some people said Tesla will actually go up to what? 3,000. But then Elon Musk started selling off some shares. And this is where we dropped from 1,200 all the way down to 800, recovered, but right now trading well below 900 here. So we'll see what's happening. Okay, so let's talk about some cryptocurrencies here. So we had the Super Bowl yesterday, which was dubbed the Crypto Bowl. Why? Because there were so many ads for cryptocurrencies and also electric vehicles. But it seems that there's some excitement about cryptocurrencies this morning, but not a whole lot. As we can see, Bitcoin had this massive sell-off coming here from a high of around 68,000, going down to 36,000. That's losing 50% ever since now. Since end of January, we have been rebounding pretty nicely. So cryptocurrencies had a nice 30-40% rebound here, and right now still trying to find some direction. So what helps us here is always take a look at some of the longer-term moving averages. And as you see, this is a 200-day moving average. Bitcoin still trading way below the 200-day moving average. Hey, talking about the 200-day moving average, so the S&P 500, which has been trading above the 200-day moving average, and as you can see, it acted as support on Friday, was actually breaking through, closing below the 200-day moving average again. So that is quite significant. So we'll see if the S&P 500, as well as the Nasdaq and the Dow, can snap back here today to see if we can trade above this. Now, one thing is for certain, we have enough things to worry about, that volatility remains at an elevated level here. So we're looking at a daily chart. Let me just get rid of the moving average. And we see that volatility right now is trading around 30. This is the VIX, the fear gauge here. So it is elevated levels. And yes, as I said, the traders have enough to worry about. So no longer a worry about the Omicron variant, but definitely, okay, inflation. How will this impact the market this week with the retail sales report coming out, producer price index? And then, of course, we also now have the tensions with Russia at the border there between Russia and Ukraine that is adding to all of this, making crude oil prices spike, which again has an effect on inflation. So a lot going on. One thing is for sure, volatility is here to stay. And this is where I think this week will be a fantastic week. This morning, I'm planning to sell a few calls against some of the positions that I own, and I will look for puts to sell, because if we have a down day today, we will have some very nice premiums in puts. By the way, if you would like to know of how exactly I trade these markets, these crazy markets here now, I really had some good run, or a good run in January and February thus far, then take a look at the videos that are popping up on the screen, probably here right now. So they are a great place to get started. If you enjoy this market update, click on subscribe, and we'll see you in the next video. Have a great day.